station area, if he could tell me where I could get my medals blessed. I assumed he was a priest, but perhaps he was a brother, because he said, just a minute, and he took the medals and he ran out and stopped some priests and had them bless my medals and then came back. I know I could have stopped any priest, but the other day when I was trying to find out where the confessional chapel was, I kept stopping priests and asking them, and they'd say in French, je ne comprends pas, or in Spanish, no habla español, and no habla inglés, or something like that. And so finally I asked one priest in Spanish, and he told me where to go in Spanish. So it was really, as I say, just something. And after Mass, I went back down, and of course they were having Masses at the Grotto, and apparently Masses at the Grotto go on all morning long too. And I walked over to where the baths are, and I would never have been able to get into the baths. I would have had to wait several hours. But I was interested to find out, and this I think in itself is a miracle, that the water of that bath is loaded with strep and staph, and no one's ever been infected from it. And if we put a patient even in a room with a staph or strep, they'd have it so fast our heads would swirl, but no one's ever caught any infection from the water. It's completely contaminated by all by all scientific points of view. It shouldn't. This is the last place people ought to go, but it doesn't bother them apparently. Oh, it hasn't, obviously. So I didn't go into the bath, and I just walked around the area to see it. And I was going to make the way of the cross, but it was so crowded, I couldn't get up. I tell you, you just can't believe how crowded it was. And I did buy one other item. And as I say, I didn't buy very much. But I did get one. I got some slides of Lourdes and San Sebastian, because I was afraid that my slides wouldn't come out. And I did want to have something to remember my trip. So anyhow, I went into one of those little shafts where I swore I wouldn't go because I was so aggravated at all of them. And I bought a French beret. Now, a French beret is different from a Spanish beret. You have to understand that. I can't exactly describe the difference, but it has a wider rim, I guess, is the only way I can describe it. And it's not rolled as much. But it definitely is not the same as a Spanish beret. And I saw the French berets and saw many priests wearing them and saw different people wearing them. And I thought, now, who do you know that would get a kick out of having a French beret? And the only one I could think of was Al Pelland. So I got one. And he may not think it's funny, though. I don't know. But anyhow, when I went into the store to buy it, I asked the woman for a beret. And she asked me what head size. And I said, I hadn't any idea. So there was a Frenchman standing there. And they asked him if he'd try the hat on. First of all, he needed a haircut. Oh, my. And he was not, by American standards, what we would consider a particularly attractive man at all. But he put this beret on, and the women went into ecstasies, and they used the Spanish expression, rather than the French, of muy guapa, or muy guapo for a man, muy guapo, with the hand movement. Oh, you have to see this hand movement, you know. Oh, muy guapo. And they went just sheer delight that he had this beret on, how wonderful it looked. Because he ate it all up, and he's fixing it on his head, you know. And I laughed. I stood in the corner, and I laughed, and I thought, gee, I've got to buy that thing now after they've gone through so much trouble. He was a customer. He wasn't a come-on, you know, because it wouldn't have made too much difference if I bought it or not. So I did buy it anyhow, and I'll send it home to you, and one day, Pop, you can give it to Al Pelland, and maybe you'll get a charge out of it. I did buy you something, which I'll mail to you when I mail some olives and things to you. I got it from Spain, though. But other than that, I didn't get very much. I found France quite expensive. So, let's see, that was that morning. What else did I do that morning? Oh, I tell you, I was on a merry-go-round, it seemed, trying to get so much accomplished. And, I neglected to say at night, this is kind of commercial, though. They have one of the crosses on the hill lit, and they also have a star that flickers on and off. I didn't go for that, but the cross was all right. I don't think that they really care in Lourdes whether I like it or don't like what they did. But it was a just a magnificent experience. I just There were so many people, and so many sincere, devout people, really. And the sick, boy, I tell you. However, and I thought it was especially significant, not that I would expect otherwise, but I thought it was especially significant that the priest asked the people not to pray for a miracle, but to be able to pray for the acceptance of the will of God. And I thought this was, when you stop and think of it, really something. However, I mean, I guess that's what you'd expect them to say. We went back to the hotel and had lunch at 12 o'clock. And who was in the dining room? I guess they got pretty tired of the convents in Europe. And no convents over there for them to stay in, I'm sure. But the two sisters of Notre Dame. So I went over to the table before they ate and said to Sister Vincent de Paul, I forgot to mention that my cousin's a sister of Notre Dame, and her name is Sister Marguerite St. Charles. And the other little nun piped up with, oh, she's in my province, and I know her. So she said when she saw Mary Ellen, she'd go back, and she would tell her that she met her cousin in Lourdes. And I said, okay. And I said, well, sister, if I'm ever in Boston, I'll drop by and say hello. So we were to get the bus at 1 o'clock, and my companion, you know, moves like speed lightning. Not at all, but nevertheless. We get out there and got on the bus, and we picked up all the Spanish, and with a great flourish, off we were. But I did enjoy Lourdes, I really did. Now, I can't say that I liked it more than Fatima, because it was entirely different. People tell you that, but it's something you have to experience yourself to realize that it's not like Fatima at all. Fatima is, when I was there, it was very quiet, and so peaceful and tranquil, and very few people. Lourdes, while it's quiet, and when you stop and think of that number of people, there isn't a great deal of noise, but it's just so overwhelming. I keep using that adjective, but that's the only one I can think to describe it. And so I did really enjoy going, and I was very happy that I was able to go. But it's quite a jaunt. So on the way back, we stopped off at this town of Bayonne, which is a French town near Biarritz. And we stayed there for about an hour and a half, something like that. And I went walking in and out of the stores, and quite nice department stores and all. But let me tell you, prices in France are very high. I had a Coke, and it cost me a quarter. I mean, it was French money, but it was a quarter for a regular bottle of Coke. And I did buy two eclairs. Not like the two of them were about the size of one of our eclairs. And a little bag of caramels with maybe 15 caramels in it, and it cost me 60 cents. And I thought to myself, boy, not for me. So I was pricing some of the things in the French department store. And of course, the French are great for bikinis. And I was pricing their bikinis, and they wanted $20 for those things. Now, that's a lot of money. I mean, considering Gibraltar, they only want $6.50 for them, but I thought, golly. So I didn't buy anything there. I thought that it's too much money. The French really have inflation. But it was quite nice, and I enjoyed walking around the town. They had a war memorial there, World War I. And the department store was very modern. In comparison to other places, you know, certainly in comparison to the ones that you'd find in Spain, I thought it was quite modern. Let's see, what else did I do? Oh, there's a cat outside crying. Here's the voice. So, anyhow, I'm trying to think of where